You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
I'll go to Nobservations if and when I want to go to Nobservations.
These.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
Are Nobs.
Playoffs? What are you talking about? Playoffs?
And this.
Have a nice fight, Mike.
Is Nobservations.
Oh, it certainly is. It certainly is. You guys are regular Steven Spielbergs.
RJ, you want to be the jockey in the movie?
No, I wish to not be cast and left out entirely.
I'll give you a big back end piece.
Might be a huge mistake.
Huge mistake.
Could be.
It could be that role that got away, and you're thinking, man.
You could be the mini horse, Raymond's sidekick. If you guys turn into horses. No?
No.
Okay.
I appreciate your offer. Not even politely declining, I'm just declining it. So, speaking of...
No decorum whatsoever, just I'm out.
Hey, listen, Matt Damon made the same mistake. He could have been Avatar. He said no.
Yeah, you know what?
How's that worked out?
This is my Avatar moment.
This is your Avatar moment.
And much like Dan's list, you know what? It's my decision. I'm going to live with it.
It's true.
So, speak of movies, and we haven't touched on this. This isn't really a knob. This is just kind of a transitionary topic. Did you see what's getting a sequel?
I did, and I'm troubled. I'm troubled.
Talk about it all the time around here. Happy Gilmore.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
Now, it's not...
Better luck next year.
it's not even in production. There's not even a script. But...
I think it's cast, though, isn't it?
Christopher McDonald. Who played Shooter McGavin. Said that apparently there's a rough draft. And a script is being written. So I'm not sure if it's cast. But there are serious talks. I actually saw this for the first time. I didn't even know if it was real.
Damn alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God.
And Dan and I were talking about it, and we did some investigative work because he's very connected to the movie industry, as you can tell. And apparently, it sounds like things are happening.
Now, Happy learned how to cut. Uh-oh.
We'd still be years out, but still cool.
Is it further along in development than The Horse Whistler?
This guy sucks.
Only by a little. Only by a little. So you could catch up in theory.
All right. So in theory, potentially, what would the plots be? Like, I would think, since Chubbs is no longer with us, sadly, Carl Weathers, I would think that maybe Happy Gilmore would have to take over the role of, like, mentoring some young, petulant golfer. Right?
Probably, yeah.
Maybe Shooter McGavin is on redemption.
Or is this like where what happens to Happy Gilmore like happened to Rocky? Like he loses whatever money he made on the tour and he's kind of like given up golf and he's been away from the game and now something has to like lure him back into getting some quick cash or something like that.
Feeling the flow. Working it.
Well, if nothing else, we know that they need to include you because of your spark plug ideas.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
That's right. Anywho, so we haven't talked about this either. This actually made a lot of waves and is actually sports related. Deion Sanders talked about his son, Shador, and Travis Hunter, the two-way stud, on Colorado. This is on the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast about picking their draft location next year.
Where do you predict Shador and Travis going in the draft?
Top four. One of them is going to be one. The latter one would not go behind four. Now, all this is subjective because I know where I want them to go. So there's certain cities that ain't going to happen. I'm sorry, it's going to be an Eli.
It's a lot of pressure to put on his son and Travis Hunter, who can back it up, to be fair. He's not talking about two guys that are expected to be like day three picks, barely get by. But that's a lot to put on your kid and your best athlete.
For sure. And I mean, they also talked a good game about the football team as a whole last year, and then they got off to that nice start, won a few games, and then they barely won another game the rest of the year.
I would think that Shador, I mean, has spent his life. I mean, he's only been coached by Dion under, I mean, trying to live up to those expectations. I can't imagine it's been easy anyway, but I mean, it's also Dion probably recognizes since he's been through it how important whatever team his son gets drafted to is going to be to what his kid turns into at the NFL level, no?
Yeah, there are, I mean, I've heard people say that, like, you walk around, like they just had the combine, right? And combine, whether it's a draft, owners' meetings, and there are just teams that just don't have a chance. Like, that's known in inner circles. Like, we like to think, oh, new season springs new hope, right? We're talking about baseball, opening day. The reality is there are teams every year that just have no chance. And I'm going to guess that Dion knows who those teams are. And he's going to steer his son and Travis Hunter, who's, you know, basically like a son to him, away from those teams. But it's
If you had the ability to do it, I mean, I know people don't want to hear it because it's just like, hey, you should just feel lucky that you're being drafted and the team wants to draft you. But, I mean, if your dad is Deion Sanders and he's been through all this and, like RJ just mentioned, knows, like, the inner workings of all these different NHL teams and how they're run or how poorly they're run, and you could get your kid to the team that you wanted, wouldn't, I mean, like, I don't.
Well, you know what? It's more commonplace now. That's the thing. Like, it seems like you have more clout to do it nowadays. And you get that message out there, and you hope that maybe it scares some teams off.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, guys have tried it. Caleb Williams felt like he was trying it, and now it looks like he's going to go to Chicago anyway.
How many teams are you trying to scare off?
Carolina would try to scare off, probably.
Yeah.
That'd be one of the teams.
Man, I was going to bring that up. I kind of feel like that could be a veiled message right to Carolina, because they could be picking right up there again next year.
More to the owner than anything else, I would think.
That's right. That's right. I know some people, it really rattles them. Like, you know, how dare you? You haven't proven yourself. Listen, Eli, Elway, swing it if you got it, right?
Well, it's actually smart, too, man. I mean, it's as big of an honor as it is to get drafted as high as possible. If you go to the wrong spot,
you're done.
And it affects your development, I mean, it's the next contract. Whatever money you lose going from wherever he was drafted to the team that he wants to get drafted to, whatever money you lose in that first deal, if you go to the right spot and play like you expect to play, it's going to be that next deal is where you're going to make all the money.
Yep, and they know that. And this is it. I mean, start with Caleb Williams. This is an NIL group of kids. They are much more well-versed on what's at stake because they're already getting a piece of it.
Right.
They're already getting a piece of seven figures annually. So, talked about Caleb Williams. Remember when RG3 said that he should pull an Eli Manning, just talking about him, and avoid the Bears?
Mm-hmm.
So, Bears GM Ryan Poles caught wind of that.
It pisses me off a little bit, to be honest with you, because we were hired to break a cycle. The same thing when I was in Kansas City. Coach Reed, all of us were brought there to break a cycle, and we did. And no one talks about those days anymore. It's all about what they are right now. So I really believe we're about to break this cycle and get this city in a really good situation and win a lot of games.
They had an interesting opportunity to try to reset with the coaching staff. They did not. But I like a lot of what Chicago's doing. I think Caleb Williams is going to the best situation for a number one overall pick in a very long time.
Yeah, I was surprised RG3 said that, and I was not at all surprised that Poles felt the way that he felt about those comments. Because you're not wrong. I mean, there was a lot of people last year too that are like, why would you trade for Montez Sweat if he's going to be a free agent? If you always intended on giving him the most money, why not just wait? And then you saw what that guy, you know, the second they traded from what he did for that defense, and now the additions they made offensively. It's not the usual awful situation that most kids being drafted first overall end up in.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you're not paying attention when you say things like that, right? Like, it wasn't just RG. Who was the other? Was it? Yeah, it was the RG3 thing. But no, I mean, the Bears have done a nice little 180 in a short amount of time. Now, look, you got to go win games more than anything else, but they've really done a nice job changing the narrative about what the perception is. Because for a couple of years, they looked like they had no idea what they were doing.
Yeah, and turning that around is important. Like, when you're a very bad team, like a really, really bad team, and the fans see it, what do you think people in, I mean, Rick, you played, like, people inside the wall see it as well, like, of the league and of the organizations. Turning around the narrative, and the Knicks had to do this for a while. They had to spend some time digging out of the hole. One move at a time. And the Montez Sweat move started to turn things around. They started to win games. That's how Eberflus kept his job.
Well, a lot of it too is just, I mean, when you see the impact of that a quarterback can have on the, you know, on the perception of the team. Like, look what Joe Burrow did to Cincinnati. Look what C.J. Stroud has done to Houston.
Let me ask you guys, where do you stand with Caleb Williams right now?
TBD.
I think he's going to be the first overall pick.
Well, he's going to be the first pick, but I'm saying, is he going to be like a Hall of Fame quarterback? I can't sit there and say that yet. No.
No, it was Hall of Famer, no.
It was funny. I was listening to RJ. We talked about this last week when he had his pro day, and I was saying to you guys that I thought one of the biggest things that happened in that pro day was just how he interacted with all his teammates.
Right.
Eberflus actually said the same exact thing. He said that to see how well-liked he is by his teammates is an important thing because, again, I mean, he's coming in. He's got some stuff that he's bringing with him.
Oh, yeah. His dad's an interesting guy. You heard the rumors about wanting ownership equity.
Keenan Allen was there already.
Yeah.
At the pro day. By the way, you're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM, New York.
Louis Riddick, by the way, said, I mean, credible voice. It's not like me saying it. Said that it's actually much closer at the top between he and Jaden Daniels than we think, which is fascinating.
That makes sense to me, though.
Did you see the Jaden Daniels elbow?
Yeah, the Bursasak situation? That's all right.
I don't know if he takes a helmet there in the wrong spot.
You drain that. You drain that thing.
Yikes.
I had my ankles like that. I had the same thing in my ankle. I used to have to get it drained and put cortisone in it before practice to get it in my skate.
Before or after oatmeal?
This was post-oatmeal.
Post-oatmeal. Okay.
Post-oatmeal, yeah.
Dan Gross, very anti-oatmeal.
Not a fan.
I'm going to bring in some delicious just stewed oatmeal with the fruit in there. You'll love it.
You can bring it in. I'm not going
to
eat it.
I'll force feed it to you. I like a little baby. Here comes the plane. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Just like you're going to make the sounds and everything?
Yeah, just like Russell Wilson. Yep.
Oh, when he was eating the wrap?
And you're going to eat it.
Chicken wrap?
Here comes the airplanes.
Yep.
That's nice. Did you see what happened last night between the... Between Draymond Green and another opposition.
He got ejected, yeah.
Yeah, he got ejected less than 4 minutes into the game.
He was out of there faster than Javante Porter was out of some of his games.
Wow. And you know who are starting to wear his emotions on his sleeve a little bit? You can see that. Is Steph Curry. Seems like he's getting a little bit frustrated with the situation going on there in Golden State, specifically with Draymond. Here, Steve Kerr.
Too bad. It was unfortunate. He deserved it. He'll bounce back. I'm just proud of the guys stepping up. Moses came off the bench. Big game for us. Gee made a big three. You know, Gary was fantastic. So we had guys step up, and that's what it takes.
Warriors, by the way, won that game. Beat the Magic, which also helps the Knicks. Keeps a little breathing room behind them. Who have, by the way, since passed the Cavaliers.
You see where Golden State is, though, right now, currently, right?
They're not in a great place.
No.
They're 10th.
And watch out for the Rockets.
Yeah, well, they're only a game ahead of the Rockets.
Who are red hot.
They don't lose anymore. It's like Akeem and Clyde Drexler back.
They're over 500. Other than that, though, the West is totally settled, by the way. And as soon as the Nets get bounced, your playoff field will be set in the East. So you pretty much have your field. It's just
but think about what you can have right now in the play-in tournament, like for the Western Conference.
Oh, it's
like
great.
You got Phoenix, Lakers, and Golden State.
As of right now, if the play-in started today out West, you'd have the Suns play the Kings in the 7-8, then the Lakers and the Warriors in a true winner-go-home game. Then the winner of that game goes on to play the loser of Suns-Kings for a playoff spot.
Which isn't necessarily great for the NBA.
No. It sounds really nice. Like, oh, these are great for the play-in games. Like, yeah, how about a great series, though?
Right.
And it's a lot better than the Eastern Conference. I mean, the Eastern Conference, you got, you know, Atlanta, Chicago. Like, who wants to watch those teams, even if it's just like for a one-game type of deal?
Well, the Sixers look like they're going to be in it, and they're going to get Joel Embiid back, it sounds like, which makes it interesting. By the way, didn't have this originally in here. You know who's not happy last night? That's a member of the Sixers.
Oh, yeah.
He's our head coach.
Or any audio from him? No, right?
I don't think the audio from that would be playable.
No, but there was no like post-game like rationalization audio as to what he was saying and why he was so fired up?
He seemed to be apologetic.
Interesting.
Oubre did too.
He said some mean words to the officials.
Yeah, you Oubre's can relive, you know what he was saying.
Kelly Oubre, beautiful eyes.
Yeah, I see that.
Get lost in those eyes.
Handsome
truly
eyes.
Do. Saquon Barkley was on the... And this is how it starts. I'm sure this will find its way to Dave's phone eventually.
Yep.
This is how it starts with, Saquon, you know, great giant, always respect you. You know, very chummy all of a sudden with the Eagles. Was on the New Heights podcast with the Kelce brothers. And a story of when he lined up against the Eagles in his rookie year.
I remember one time Fletch tackled me my rookie year. And it was like impressive tackles. I was like down the field, and I was like, there's no reason why a man that big should be able to be at that spot where I'm making, that tackle. And like, I look up, and he's like, yep, it's me again. I'm going to be your daddy for the next 12 years. And
no,
I
was just like,
I'm going to be your daddy for the next 12 years. I'm like, I'm looking at him like this. And it's like at the point, like, it's like, you know, it's all funny games. And I'm starting counting. I'm like, nah, there's no way he's playing for another 12. Like this.
Thankfully, that was on the football field, not someplace else.
Oh, my goodness.
My goodness.
See, this is a man that cannot be trusted to do a morning show. Can't be trusted. Can't. I mean, you can
what,
take
I said they were talking about two football players, right?
Yeah. And, okay. and what the football player said. Yeah, we get it.
So what was so bad about that?
No, I think we all know what was so bad about it, but it's fine. Let's move along.
Yeah, I think the scale is going to, it's going to tip rather quickly of dislike towards Saquon here.
Well, did you see something else Saquon said too about, I don't know if it was on that podcast, but I read, because everybody knows his family, they grew up Jet fans. And then I guess Saquon said that still, if let's say the Jets played the Eagles, his father would root for the Jets. Now, yeah, well, even Saquon's on the Eagles, he'd still root for the Jets, he said.
I mean, the man has a Jets tattoo.
Yeah, when the Jets played the Giants, his father was rooting for the Jets.
Yeah. Didn't hide that.
Beautiful thing.
A thing that I've learned over the last few days that seems to bother Dan, the big rollout, which has become a new tradition, of the new baseball stadium menus. So the Mets have that new cookie that's wrapped in a fried egg roll, which I'm actually intrigued by.
Are you going to try that?
The Yankees have a 99 burger with 2 4-ounce Wagyu beef patties.
Love the Wagyu meat.
Oh my god.
And
you're not familiar with it? It's very good.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with
little
it.
Little Wagyu meatballs? Mm. Bam at Del Frisco's, outstanding.
So the White Sox have a 16-ounce campfire milkshake I saw. So it's a milkshake with graham crackers, marshmallows, a piece of chocolate.
S'more situation. Yeah, it sounds delicious.
I think I would try it.
Of course you try that.
Dan, would you try it?
I'll pass.
Why you pass on that?
I'm not into all that crap.
You're not into s'mores.
Not all that stuff, like, listen, cultivated together. It looks disgusting.
Listen, little.
And especially, I'm at a baseball stadium, which is what? It's going to be 90 degrees probably in the summer. That's not the place where I'm going to eat, and all that crap is melting. No, thanks. I'm good.
You know who else wouldn't try that crap?
Who's that?
Little Dan out there in the rain, taking hacks.
That's true.
7-degree weather.
Darn right. You got to do things the hard way.
So before we get to D-Hip.
Any oatmeal on those stadium rollout menus or no?
Might be.
Nice bowl of oatmeal before you go watch a baseball game?
Hey, why not? March Madness back tonight.
Love it.
Sweet 16 for the men. Figured this would be a good time to look back on some of the commentary that we've received from Dave with his updated standings. By the way, you see who's leading the standings?
Yeah.
Hundreds Dave's of wife. People. His wife.
Yep.
Dave's comment for Sherry. Seems like you don't only pick great men.
Can I throw something out there?
Sure.
Well, because I was subjected to this, like, once upon a time. Like, I was, like, ran a pool, like, many moons ago, and everybody thought there was something, like, strange going on. But in most cases, the person who is in charge of a pool, out of, like, an integrity type of thing, they will post, like, for instance, in this case, the bracket. They will post their bracket or anybody affiliated with them under the same roof, their bracket, so people could get a look at that just to make sure that they're not doing anything fancy behind the scenes, because I don't know who's on anybody's bracket. You don't know.
Wow.
No, I'm just
this
saying.
This is quite the allegation.
Wow. I'm not making an allegation, but
that's what this was.
No, usually this happens.
This is an allegation.
This is going up and in on the Rothenberg family.
Well, RJ, clip this for tomorrow, please, so Dave can
You can
hear
clip it.
It.
After all, remember, I was like the last person invited into the pool anyways.
Oh.
Maybe so, because they know that I'd be the whistleblower.
The horse whistleblower. we could run through here. So Sherry is leading with 51 points. Dave takes a shot at me. I'm 1 point back. Says you can buy lots of breakfasts if this continues, which doesn't seem very nice. None of these are actually very nice. Rick at 47 with Doc and Brian. Says maybe next year the three of you can split up like big boys.
He's not a team guy like I am.
For you, Dan?
Yes, sir.
Have you seen this? Because it's... I want you to brace yourself.
These are the day 4 results.
Yeah, this is your commentary.
Yes.
43 points.
I did see this, yes.
I've heard you've been terrible this week. Be better.
I have been. I've been awful. And my retort to that is, post your bracket. Show the bracket.
Dave doesn't even listen to the show. I've heard you've been bad this week.
Has not heard a minute of the show. Dave,
not a second.
No, because Rick is probably texting him all week.
No,
telling him how bad it is.
Wow, the allegations are flying left and right. Because,
you can look at my text messages.
Because when Rick is not here, like Rick is constantly texting, listening, calling, everything.
Wow, so what we've gathered here in the last few minutes, Dave is rigging the pool, and Rick
it's
is
like
a mole.
Brooklyn raffle.
And Rick is a mole thinking you stink and relaying that.
Oh, 100%.
Wow.
100%. I'll stand by that twice on Sundays.
Ray has 40 points. His commentary is, it's all falling apart.
And I had such a good start. It's awful.
And Ty Butler has the same amount of points as Ray, and he says, all your dreams lie with VP Rogers.
Some of these comments are just...
they're mean.
Not even the ones to us. Somebody, there's a comment here that says, are your kids little hussies?
Wow.
There's
Was
actually,
that a real comment? I didn't read that
it's
one.
It's a real comment.
It's funny that he has the time to do all this, like to come up with all the comments and everything. I'm in one of these other pools that I'm in, a buddy of mine runs this pool, and there are like thousands upon thousands of people in this pool. You have got to see the size of the daily email that he writes, like to update everything. It's almost like you're reading a chapter in the Bible. Like, I don't know how he does it. Like, I've read books that are shorter than these emails. I only get through like a paragraph, and I'm like, okay, I'm good.
You want to do us a favor and read a book for Dave and tell him what it's about?
Yeah, he's not a big reader.
Because he won't read?
I'm not a big reader either.
That's okay. All right, Raymond.
Taking an Uber to and from your own bank robbery.
Did it happen?
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
In Florida.
The Florida Panthers, I was coaching.
Yeah,
you don't care.
No.
No, still doesn't care. By the way, nice story. This is not the DF story. Dan sent this to me. Positive story. Minnesota Twins draft pick Travis Adams, you see this? While in Florida for spring training, helped save a man from a fire. Really, really nice. Happened in Florida. Fire breaks out. He's there in the housing for spring training. And he has a general knowledge of the guy that lives there. He spent a few weeks there for spring. And him and another neighbor, they rush in and they save the guy. Really nice.
And for those keeping score at home, it did happen in Florida.
Yep, certainly did. All right, this story from Vitor and Brian. So a person in a place one day takes it upon themselves to say, you know what? I'm going to do some yoga. Nothing weird about that.
No.
Where it does get weird is the person is stretching and lays out the mat. Where are they doing yoga? On the sidewalk, outside a bakery. A little strange. Even more strange is the time of day. It's 3 a.m. This was all caught on closed-circuit television, by the way. Security camera. So after the yoga workout, this person says, you know what? I deserve some croissants. Breaks on into the bakery. Takes a bakery, takes some electronics, takes some cash. And moseys on out. Says, wow, this is a good start to my day. I've already got my workout in. Had breakfast. Got a little pocket money to walk around in. Problem is, when it's caught on camera, you're eventually found and arrested. And that is what happened. But my question for the three of you is, did it happen in Florida?
Maybe she was limbering up before the actual...
So
yoga. Cliff Notes. Yeah, yoga. Into a bakery.
3 a.m.
Yep.
Croissants, cash.
Yeah, don't forget about the...
croissant.
Yeah.
Croissant, le croissant. And electronics.
That's right. There's no word if this person was a...
wine connoisseur?
I'm not sure.
Well said, Raymond. I'm going to go first.
Oh, wow.
I feel good about this one.
Wow.
I'm going to step up.
Taking the baton and running with it.
I'm going to step up. I had my oatmeal this morning. I'm feeling really energized. I'm going to say...
you look energized.
And I feel good about it.
Looks fantastic.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say not Florida.
That was not very nice.
No, I'm going to say not Florida.
I will also say not Florida.
I would say the verbal, the nonverbal version of Dave's commentary just occurred. Not nice things being relayed to one another. All right, Dan.
You guys are saying not Florida.
Yep.
So I'm going to have to go against the grain. I'll say the great state of Florida.
Wow.
He's that guy.
All right, well. Sometimes that guy is rewarded, and sometimes he is not.
Oh, no.
This is one of those times
yes.
He's not. Australia is where this
occurred.
Whoa! Australia.
Bring me trumpet, play the song.
That's right. happened in Australia. Nice job, Rick and Ray.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, Dan.
Not even in this country.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, not even this hemisphere.
So the place you took for it to occur, you could argue like it couldn't have been farther away, sadly. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's not a great guess by you, Dan. Sorry about that.
Bring me trumpet, play the song. Well, it was a 50-50 proposition. It was either in Florida or wasn't, and I chose not, and I lost. What can I do, right? What can I do?
Yep.
I felt good about it, though. There was conviction behind the choice.
No, you had a desire to be different is what you wanted.
Well, would it have been fun, you think, if everybody just decided no Florida?
Well, getting it right is fun. That's the definition of fun.
I guess it's easier to break into bakeries in Florida. But you don't really hear... Like, I mean, I know there's crime and everything that happens, like robberies, break-ins and stuff like that at places, but you don't necessarily hear about bakeries in the middle of the night around these neck of the woods, right?
Or yoga.
And doing yoga,
on the sidewalk at 3? Yeah, I haven't... First, I've heard of that.
They said you just don't think
happen on the sidewalk.
The bakery is going to be the ultimate destination, right?
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know it was a woman, RJ?
Correct.
I don't know what the woman was up to earlier in the night. Maybe she was... You know, doing some stuff that made her hungry, and she's like, you know what?
Little pastries?
I'm going to stretch out a little bit just so I'm nice and limber when I go rob this place, and boom.
What's the one big, like, delicacy from a bakery in Australia?
No idea.
We don't know.
What is the go-to in Australia?
Are they known for anything in particular?
Australian pastries?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really familiar with Australian pastries. I can look it up for you. What would you guess it is?
That's why I asked. I have no clue.
Classic Australian desserts. What is the most popular pastry in Australia? The pavlova, it says.
What's a pavlova?
It is...
This is very Dave Rothenberg. You really are becoming Dave.
It is a delicate meringue crust on the outside made with egg whites, soft marshmallow inside and topped with whipped cream and seasonal fresh fruit.
I'll pass.
How many calories?
Looks like quite a few.
I see. How long does it take to prepare?
I'm saying with the meringue, egg whites, I don't know the exact...
Do they serve them at Tom Benson Stadium?
Where did Tom Benson go to college?
Benson University.
He probably has his own university now. He wrote him a nice big fat check and he's got a naming rights deal. All right, so there
Lamingtons.
You go.
I'll tell you another one. Lamingtons. Sponge cake coated in chocolate and coconut. That sounds tasty.
I'd eat that. I'd eat some Lamingtons?
Oh, they also have oatmeal cookies, Anzac biscuits, which are oatmeal cookies, and Tim Tams, which are chocolate biscuits. There you go.
Go me some Tim Tams.
Have you been to Australia?
No. I don't think I could deal with the flight.
Would you like to go to Australia?
I don't think I could deal with the flight.
If I told you could deal with the flight, would you go?
So you're telling me that I could deal with the flight, even though I would know probably better than you that I could deal with the flight or I can't deal with the flight.
I'm promising I could have you in a headspace where you could deal with the flight.
I'm a big tennis guy. I mean, I would go for like the Australian Open. I don't think I could be on a plane for what is it? Is it like 20-hour flight or something?
It's a long flight.
Have you ever been to Australia?
No, I'd love to go. I would love to go to Australia.
It's a good place to go in our winter because that's their summer.
I'd like to go to New Zealand. New Zealand would be nice.
Not far away.
I'd like to go to Hawaii. I haven't gone to Hawaii yet.
You ever been to Hawaii?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that was a long flight out to Hawaii. I like went direct, which was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't do that. I would stop. I would stop in California and then make my way over to Hawaii.
That's what we did on the way back. We stopped in Phoenix. But if I had to do it all over again, I would stop going out there. I think I fell asleep maybe like 4 or 5 times on the flight going out there. That is a long trip.
Yeah. Go Napa. A little wine tasting in Napa and then boom. Right to Hawaii. That would be my trip.
We're doing that this summer.
Hawaii or Napa?
Napa.
Ooh, are you going to take Raymond as your wine connoisseur?
No, because he's not going to bring the whistle.
What if he brings the whistle?
If he brings the whistle, he's in.
Raymond, that's a pretty good offer. Napa with the whistle.
Yeah, I think I'm passing.
You stink. You guys are no fun.
Catch a ball game.
It's a good place to watch a game, too, San Francisco.
I haven't been there, that's what I'm saying. So I think it'll be cool to put boots on the ground, you know what I'm saying? By the way, it's time now for the tournament update driven by Nissan. Sweet 16 action on the men's side tonight. Cannot wait. Beginning with number 2 Arizona against number 6 Clemson, tipping off a little after 7 p.m., followed by number 1 UConn against number 5 San Diego State around 7:30 p.m. Then in the nightcap, it's number 1 UNC against number 4 Alabama at 9:30. And finally, and this is the game of the night, this might be the game of this round, number 2 Iowa State against number 3 Illinois, little after 10 p.m. That was your tournament update driven by Nissan, coming at you with all the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster at the Nissan Thrill the Drive sales event shop. Impressive savings at NissanUSA.com today. Here's my question for you, real quick on the tournament. I don't think you're going to be so bold and think UConn's getting picked off tonight by San Diego State, right?
No, I have UConn going all the way to the national championship.
Good. All right, so we got a rematch of the national championship game. I want to say it's 8 consecutive games off the top of my head. You can fact check it if you want.
Okay.
I think UConn has won 8 consecutive tournament games, NCAA tournament, by 13 points or more. Does that continue again tonight? Is it 9 in a row?
Ooh, is it 9 in a row?
I believe that's what it is. 8 straight, 13 or more points. You could do like a double check at somebody.
8 straight, 13 points or more. I'll say no.
Really?
I'll say no, not tonight.
So you think that the Aztecs keep it close, or do you think it's some sort of like backdoor cover situation?
I think it's probably close, but then ends up being backdoor at the end.
They're going to leave the back door open. The wind's going to be blowing in.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm hoping for, at least. I'm hoping for a good game. Competitive game.
All right. Do you give Clemson any shot against Arizona?
I hope not, because I have Arizona. So
I'm with you.
I'm hoping not.
I'm with you. And like I said, I am the two matchups tonight and tomorrow that I'm looking forward to more than any. Illinois, Iowa State tonight, and then the other 2-3 tomorrow in the Midwest, Creighton, Tennessee. Those are the two matchups I think of this round. They're going to be sensational.
What team do you think that's left would have the best chance against UConn?
In the entire tournament, not just in the East.
Yeah, I'm just saying in the entire tournament.
I would probably have to say Purdue.
Mm-hmm. All right. RJ, does it?
But
hurt
I don't
you
even think Purdue's going to get there.
RJ, does it hurt you that you didn't ride on Purdue this year? Or no, you
nope. It. I made the right decision.
Happy.
I'm happy with my decision. Okay. This is how it always looks, and this weekend will be different. I don't know where or how or when.
Sunday, Purdue will meet their fate on Sunday.
Oh, look at you.
Against Creighton.
So confident.
Against Creighton.
I hope so. I got Creighton making a nice little run.
Creighton to the national championship game.
RJ, is Dave's pool the best you're doing in, or the other two? It's two more you joined?
Yeah, two other ones. One of them is like many hundreds of people. I'm like 75th, but that doesn't pay anything. And then another one, I'm third.
Oh, good. So you're having a good little run here.
Are you actually grading your sheets, though?
No, I just let the electronics
see,
do it for me.
See, I don't do that either. So, like, if it's human error, and like Dave's, for example, there's no computers. Like, he's doing this by hand.
I love that you're doubling down on that Dave's pool is all a scam.
But it's a fact, though. I'm not saying it's a scam, but there's no computers involved. He's all doing this by hand, and he's writing all these clever quips after everybody's score. So maybe he's missing some of the arithmetic along the way, and that's why I double-check your scores. That's all.
So you think the quips are a direct distraction?
It could be.
Wow.
There's a lot of distractions in this world, and that's maybe just one of them.
So you think Dave is stealing our money and funneling it to his wife? That's what you're saying?
Well, I think his wife is the one that's doing the sheets, though, isn't she?
Maybe what Dan's saying is that's all part of the...
Well, isn't he on some, like, lush vacation right now? And maybe, like, the NCAA tournament pool is funding it.
Wow.
We don't know.
These are some serious allegations you're making right now.
We don't know. He could be laughing it up in luxury right now while our sheets are twisting in the wind.
I think he did try to set up like a group to do the ESPN version of this so he didn't have to worry about the scoring of them.
Yeah.
But I think last second he decided he wanted to do it this way.
Well, to Dan's point, do you think there's any chance he did that because he was worried maybe people would catch on?
Listen, I'm going to give Dave the benefit of the doubt because he's my guy. But, I mean, if you guys want to sit here and call him a cheater and he's stealing our money.
See, it's funny. You're the only person that word came out of their mouth. You're the only person.
You are implying that nefarious activities
nope.
are going on.
Raymond, that's not what I'm doing. All I'm saying is that in my experience, anybody that runs pools or is maybe experienced in running pools, the head of the pool will go ahead and to minimize any sort of ambiguity whatsoever, they will go ahead and post their sheet or anybody affiliated with them out there in the public so those accusations don't come hurling in their direction. That's so all.
That sounds like an implication, though.
No, it's not.
So, by the way, you know, I just saw because I was scrolling to the bottom of the standings.
Yeah.
You know who else is in this pool? It's Joe Leo. Do you know?
Oh, wait.
Do you know what the comment is for Joe Leo?
No.
which Dave famously, when he didn't know what he looked like, asked him if he wanted
this,
it.
This is one of the bad guy comments of all time. Oh my God.
You want an autograph, kid. But anyway, the reason I was scrolling down, so there are 22 points that separate first from last. Dave, his wife, and his son, all within 5 points of the lead or in the lead.
I mean...
Wow.
So RJ's fully on board now.
I'm not on board because I'm in second, so these allegations could hit me as a stray. So I'm fully on board with this.
Let's get Dave on the phone. Call Dave right now.
This is on the up and up.
One shining moment.
Because second actually pays pretty decent money if there were to be for money.
Did we get a breakdown, by the way?
We can't confirm.
Another revenue or no?
We can't confirm in this space if it's for revenue. I think that would...
It's oatmeal. Quantities of oatmeal packets, but how many? Push the envelope.
Well, who would know at this point? It feels like it's already all spent, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get Dave on the phone, RJ. He's got to defend himself here. There's no choice.
See, now you pushed me to it. You're the one that made me actually look at this with some clarity here. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You think Dave is cheating?
Say it.
Mm-hmm. Grow a set and say it.
Interesting.
You think this is a big scam?
The people with the same last name are all like at the top part of the... And then just to try to hopefully throw people off the trail, I see a Rothenberg, one of them, towards the bottom to try to keep people honest.
The throwaway sheet,
okay. Right. Yeah. The one all that right. the dog did.
RJ, I think there's no choice. I mean, Dave's going to have to suck it up and come on and defend himself.
Now, does the baseball prediction contest maybe take on an added layer here because of all this hostility happening with the March Madness pool?
I don't know. Does it?
You tell me.
Does it incentivize you?
I don't know. I've already been lured to one side.
This is also the same guy that didn't want to include you in the pool.
That's true.
Right. And now he's cheating you out of your money.
That's true.
All right.
Well. But I'm also kind of speaking up for you and RJ and Ray.
Yeah, but I'm not with you guys. I believe that Dave is on the up and up.
Well, again, you're the only one that used the C word, not me.
Well, you brought us there, didn't you?
No, I did not bring you anywhere.
Just need you to step
There's
up
There's free
and
say will.
It.
You can make your own decisions.
I'm not going to be a part of this. I love Dave. And
I love him, too. That's what hurts me. I love him, too. Like a family member.
I don't know if you do. There's some questions now that have been raised.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
On this opening day, hence the natural little baseball theme, let's talk some hoops. We haven't really done a lot of Knicks this morning because, well, just your average ho-hum 44-point thrashing of the Toronto Raptors last night, north of the border. Is Toronto another team that puts a sub-professional product out there on the court? And the Knicks were more than happy, Rick,
to be the beneficiaries there as they made quick work of them. What do they have, 80 at halftime last night?
That's right, yep.
It was like a video game. Deuce McBride out there shooting the lights out of the basketball right in the first quarter. Mitchell Robinson getting some run. Nice to see him back out on the floor after the 50 games. Everything is coming up roses right now if you're a Knicks fan. And oh, by the way, Cleveland can't get out of their own way still, even though Mitchell's on his way back. But now you wake up this morning as the owner of the number three seed in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, and how important that is.
Huge.
And right there for the two seed, too. Like, right there. I mean, you want to talk about, how many times did we say once OG went down, once Julius went down, and you already had lost Mitchell Robinson, that, just stay afloat. Just stay afloat until these guys come back, and then once you get whole, once you get healthy, we saw in January what this team is going to be capable of doing when they're healthy. I mean, this is above and beyond keeping your heads afloat right now with how this team is playing.
100%.
That's 7 of the last 8. What Deuce has done, dude, by the way, so I came across this last night, mm-hmm. doing some stuff for the show. So in the 5 games, so Deuce has entered the starting lineup. I think it was like 10 days ago. Okay, so in the 5 games since he's been in the starting lineup, he is averaging almost 22 points a game, almost 4 assists a game with less than a turnover a game, almost 5 made 3-pointers. He's shooting 55% from the floor, almost 49% from 3, and almost 92% from the free throw line. Is what Deuce is doing right now.
And he didn't have to play 40-something minutes last night either in doing so, which is nice.
Well, and by the way, he leads the league in minutes in those 5 games.
Yeah. It's insane. It really... And RJ and I were talking about this before the show, so I'll talk about it with you. Do you think that if and when OG is back in there, you leave well enough alone and maybe have OG coming off the bench and you just keep the starting lineup the way it is?
No.
Why?
Why? Because I think you can, when we get to the postseason, it's going to be a whole different, animal.
Look, maybe the starting lineup point is a little overrated. Because remember, it's not necessarily who starts, it's who finishes. And I'm not sitting here suggesting that OG won't be the guy out on the floor during crunch time last 3-4 minutes of the game. You would expect him to. But just to keep that first unit playing the way they are right now, it might not be the worst thing in the world just to leave it alone.
Right. You're also talking about the last couple games against Detroit in a decimated Toronto team. I mean, these aren't good teams that you're beating. I understand what you're saying, but if this team is going to get where we want them to go, OG is going to be in the starting five. Julius is going to be in the starting five if he comes back.
Now, that's a big one. You want to have a conversation that we need to have? I think that the status of Julius Randle is something that's worth exploring, because right now, still hasn't been cleared for full contact. Now, the Mitch thing kind of came together rather quickly, right? When we found out that, what was it, last week when they were out on the West Coast, that he was having a contact practice, all was right with the world, and then a week later, he's playing. So when are we going to get that moment? Are we going to get that moment from Julius Randle before now in the playoffs? Because it'll be here before you know it. A couple more weeks?
Yeah, well, I think he's going to play. I mean, he's not going through all of this to not at least come back and try it. And it's just going to be a question of when he comes back, how he holds up. Because they can say he's cleared for full contact in practice. Full contact in practice is nothing compared to what full contact in a game is going to be. Especially in the postseason when the opposing team knows that you're coming back from a dislocated shoulder. Right, there's a reason why in the NHL we say upper body or lower body, because we don't want teams to know exactly what the injury is. Like, you don't think that you'd be crazy not to target that if you were playing against Julius Randle in the postseason, right? Like, any chance I have to be physical with him on that right shoulder, I'm going to take it.
1,000%.
Every single time.
1,000%.
And will it hold up? Like, the same thing. Like, listen, OG went through all of the same stuff. OG was cleared for contact. Second he comes back, right, all of a sudden extends his arm out, which he wouldn't do in practice. And it flares up again. I think part of what you said is probably true, though, too, is I think they saw how seamlessly OG fit back in when he came back from the surgery and are saying to themselves, we don't need him right now. We'd love to have him, but we don't necessarily need him right now. And we want to make sure that when he does come back, we're past all this, some scar tissue breaks up or whatever it is in the elbow and he's in pain, it flares up and he misses time, because we don't want that. He's back, he's got to stay back. I keep saying that. Once he's back, he's got to be back. Can't be comes back for 2 games in the playoffs, hyperextends it or something, and now he misses 2 more games. We can't be doing that.
All right, one thing that the Knicks are automatic about, though, is when they play these bad teams. They beat the bad teams. I think there's something like 24-2 against sub-500 teams this year. Maybe it's even, but it's a remarkable record. They have, I think, 5 of their last 10 against teams with losing records. Okay? Now, Milwaukee, if you want to talk about moving up the ladder a little bit more, you're 2 back in Milwaukee.
Yep.
I think how, I mean, and I can't believe we're even sitting here having a conversation about the Knicks maybe even being the two seed with everything that they've been through. But Milwaukee's record, or I mean, excuse me, Milwaukee's schedule the rest of the way at New Orleans, and then they have their run of crap teams at Atlanta, at Washington, Memphis, and Toronto at home. Okay, then you got those four. Then their last five are a little bit tricky. Home Knicks, home Boston, home Orlando, at OKC, at Orlando. Question is how much are Milwaukee or how much is Milwaukee actually going to try to go all out and win those games to make sure that they get the two seed?
I would imagine you would want the two seed, no?
I would think, but again, things are weird up there.
Well, I know things are weird up there, but I think there's also some hope with how Chris Middleton has looked that they have a real shot now. Right? Dame seems to be figuring out they're playing better defense. Right? I mean, you got Giannis is still one of the best players in the world. Dame's still one of the best clutch players in the world. I mean, that's a really good team.
But that group, I think, feels that they don't necessarily need home court advantage like all throughout the playoffs to be able to go on a run because they're going to believe in their high-end talent. So, look, in a perfect world, they would like to probably have the two seed. But if they fall back to three, I don't think that they're going to be losing any sleep over because they still like their own chances better than, you know, whoever they'd be going up against.
Well, even if they fall to three, they're not going to see they.
Then they avoid Boston just like the Knicks would
right.
until the conference finals.
That's right. I understand what you're saying, but I would think that late in the season, if you have the chance to finish two instead of three, and there's no injury concerns, that you're going to try to go out and win those basketball games.
And let's tell it like it is, too, okay? It's amazing. With all the manpower this team has lost, can we give the freaking coach a little bit more credit than maybe he's getting? I'm talking about, like, nationwide, league-wide. You watch the team every night, you know how this team is doing it. It's like with smoke and mirrors. And guys coming off the bench who maybe aren't playing big minutes, and all of a sudden they're asked to play a lot of time out on that floor, and they're producing. How about giving Tibbs his roses a little bit? What do you think?
I'm with you. And I think he should be right there for Coach of the Year with what he's dealt with injury-wise and where this team is at. But I think he's also, I mean, I think he falls under that same umbrella that a Julius Randle falls under, that a, you know, Artemi Panarin is going to fall under, is that we know he's a really good coach. Knicks fans know he's a really good coach. Now prove you're a really good coach in the postseason. Most of these calls we take are people complaining that he's playing these guys too much because they're going to wear down in the postseason.
Right. So but it's also not fair if he doesn't have a stacked deck in the postseason either if they fall short, which might happen.
Yeah, which might happen. But I mean, those are the phone calls that we take about Tibbs. It's not phone calls, hey, can we talk about how good, you know, how good a job he's done and what he's turned this team into. It's, no, he's right. These guys, why are these guys playing so many minutes? They're going to be worn down. He did it in Chicago. He's going to do the same thing with us.
16 games over 500 for the first time in, what is it, 13 or 11 years, Ray? Something like that. Was it 11 or 13 years, 16 games over 500?
2012, 2013.
Okay, so there you go. 11 years. Unbelievable. And he should be rewarded for that.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Talking Knicks, though, all they do are beat teams soundly. You know, on a related note, though, too, and I put this out there last night, Rick, the product that some of these teams are putting out there on the floor right now in the NBA is disgraceful. It's disgraceful.
I mean, you're also talking about a league that had to incentivize players to play by making
par for the course.
65 games.
Par for the course. But, like, if you're a fan, how do you pay good money knowing that you were going to see that garbage last night in Toronto? You know, the Pistons, the crap they pulled the other night. Now, look, if you're a Knicks fan, you don't care. But, you know, they do that at home, I'm sure. How do you support that? And really, I guess the bigger question is, if you're the league, how do you stop it?
I think they're trying to stop it. I don't know how. I mean, how do you stop it? I mean, you can't tell somebody that they're dealing with an injury, right? I mean, that's the problem with this whole thing. I mean, unless a guy wants to fight through something because he wants to be, you know, he wants to play the 65 games and qualify for, you know, awards and the more money that comes along with that.
You have to incentivize guys to play, to do their jobs.
Which
and you're getting
crazy.
Paid millions of dollars.
Which is another reason why when people call in and talk about Tibbs wearing his guys down, it drives me crazy.
Right, you play. That's
you
what you
play.
Do.
That's
you
what
play.
They do. They play and they value each game. Like, you're not going to punt on a game. You're trying to win all these games because that's what you're paid to do. I try to explain this to Dave and tell me how you feel about this. When you look at, I mean, 82 games, I played 82 games. It's a grind. It really is. But we're at a point now where when you're playing every other night, these guys don't practice. It's not like these guys are practicing. So is it crazy to think a guy, you know, is it too much to ask a guy to play 40 minutes?
No.
Right. Like, if you're not, like, I get it before. Like, it was like, you know, we would play, and the next day we would practice. And then we'd have our pregame skate. Then we'd play again, and then we'd practice. Now, I mean, the teams are smartening up, and it's like, no, we don't need to get you on the ice every single day. It's you'll play your game. You'll play however many minutes it is. Next day we'll spend on recovery. We'll come in. Pregame skate can be optional. You can do what you need to do. We'll do some video as long as, you know, you're ready physically to go in the game because that's the most important thing.
Here's I was going to say, here's Jalen talking about that NBA rule with the 65-game mandate.
You can like it or not like it. There's pros and cons to it, but the rule's in place. So you can sit here and argue or say what you like or don't like about it, but it's as of right now, it's here to stay.
And he says, you know what, as a team, they feel you're healthy, you play.
Yeah, I think being available is key to success. And, you know, when you're able, you should be able to go out there and play. Obviously, we've been banged up a lot, so availability has been limited. But I think the most guys on this team, if not all, have the mindset that if they're good to go, they're going to go as hard as they can and play. And so that's just the mindset we have. And that's the mindset we want people to have when they come here.
Even Hartenstein, remember when he hurt the Achilles initially and he missed some time? He was like, you know what, I probably should have, they told me to still sit out another couple of weeks, but I don't want to do that because I got to be there for my team.
Right. Well, it's part of building the culture, man. I know it's such a cliche word, but it is. It's like if you have a group of guys in a locker room that you see that are as close as the New York Knicks are and your best player, I mean, starting with your coach, then down to your best player. I mean, his mindset is I'm good to go. I'm going to go. It's tough to use the word guilt, but maybe it's kind of how you feel. Like, if this guy's doing it, he's the best player on the team, why wouldn't I be doing it? You know what I mean? It's like, well, he's dragging everyone along with him because that's how he does it. And when you're the best player, like, that's the other special thing about this team, man. And it's what every coach wants and strives for. If you can have your best player be an extension of you in what you're trying to sell to the team, how powerful that is. And it seems like Tibbs and Jalen are kind of just, they think alike.
Yeah.
And then you got the Villanova guys, who you can tell. I mean,
which helps too,
they're
right?
They're like brothers, man.
Having that camaraderie all under one roof like that, it's a very, very easy team to root for and to support. And you know what? The fans are taking, you know, enjoying the ride here. Let's say I had a friend in Massapequa. He's up next here on 98.7. Franny, good morning. How are you?
What's up, fellas? Just real quick. I'm on Merrick Road in Massapequa. Obviously, I'm from Massapequa. I'm from North Massapequa. But shout out to that cop and his family. I mean, it's just a disgrace.
Awful.
What happened.
Awful.
And, yeah, it's terrible. And, you know, without the police, remember, there's anarchy. So, I mean, we need them. It's just terrible. But Matt Speak was going to do the right thing for the family, and it's just everybody will chip in. It's just so sad. Moving on to the Knicks, I mean, I want to talk about the Yankees, but the Knicks real quick. I mean, this is just a – I mean, this is lovable. You can't like this or love this anymore. I mean, this is just a wonderful thing what's happening with the Knicks. And listen, the two guys that are hurt, Anunoby helped us. We went 15-2 with him. But he's hurt. Don't bring him back unless he's 100%. And Randall's not coming back. Right now, we don't need them. Of course, we need them, but we don't need them injured. I don't want guys taking shots at them like you said, because Rick's right. The first thing they're going to do is get rough with them. And I don't want to see these guys get hurt and walk up the court. So if they're 90%, let them come back 85%. But this team is so lovable. And it's a wonderful thing. We got to enjoy it. The coach, we don't need pats on the back. I don't need no pat on the back. Neither does he. He's a tough-nosed coach. And I'm so happy that the Knicks are doing good. I can't tell you. And I just really quick, with the Yankees, listen, the season's over, bro. All the bros out there I'm a Mets fan, so I'm miserable.
Over. How's the season over? You haven't played yet.
You lost the best pitcher in baseball. Listen to me. I'm a Met fan. I'm disgruntled. So you could throw what I say out the window. The season's over. The Yankees ain't even making the playoffs. Ain't no doubt about it. And just one other thing I got to say. To all the sports fans out there, these guys should play. And we demand it. But the thing is, I think you guys just said it before, you'll never know if they are hurt or not hurt. So the bottom line is you need a guy like Brunson who's 1,000% into it. Because when I used to go to the courts on Saturday and Sunday, I still do a little bit, I wanted to play every single minute of every single game of the whole day. These guys are million-dollar athletes. They should be able to go out there and play 48 minutes a night with 82 games. Have a wonderful day.
Fran, be good. You can't sit here and say the Yankee season is over. You can't.
No, of course not.
Like I said, there's other ways to skin a cat when you're talking about a long 162-game baseball season. You got enough offense that if these guys go out there and produce like they're capable of to be able to get you to the playoffs, they do.
Yeah, well, they better. I mean, that's why you went out and did what you did. That's why you brought in Soto. That's why you brought in Verdugo. Right? That's why you're hoping that Anthony Volpe, I mean, he had a good rookie season. A lot of ups and downs, but I mean, I think answers the biggest question for a lot of people is he defensively going to be good enough to play shortstop, wins a gold glove? Like, you see what he's capable of doing, says he feels more comfortable, has had a good spring. But it's going to come down to health of him, man. And I know you can't control that, but I mean, that's really what it's going to come down to. Because if those guys in that lineup stay healthy, Judge top of that list, then their offense is going to be a whole hell of a lot better than it was last season.
Real quick, let's say hi to Lee in Manhattan. He's up next. Lee, good morning. How are you?
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Good.
Listen, in reference to the Knicks and what you brought up about Deuce, if by chance Anunoby gets back, Julius gets back, you know, I'm a firm believer, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Because with the continuity that the Knicks have right now, Tibbs has got a good problem to have if you get these guys back. But it's all about accepting one's role, okay? And you already know, we know about Julius Randle, okay, and how he is with holding the ball and moving the ball. I would rather see him come off the bench. But, again, it's all about playing your role. And we're talking about maybe getting anywhere from a 4 spot to maybe a 2. You want healthy guys, just like the previous caller said. If you're 85%, 90%, you play. Okay, but go in there and accept your role, because the players that we got starting now, those are the Energizer Bunnies, okay? They're the ones that set the tone for the game. So when you're called in off the bench, you know what? You want to keep that momentum going.
Bottom line, you know what? Like I said, Rick, I don't think it's the craziest suggestion out there to just keep it rolling, because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why not?
Yeah, but it wasn't broken January when you were 14-2.
But that's not January. We're not in January
anymore.
Well, I get
it. I understand that. But if Julius Randle comes back, and Julius Randle is what Julius Randle is capable of being, that's your best starting five. I mean, they weren't just beating people in January. They were stomping people out in January. Stomping. So you mean to tell me with the starting five that we have now, you want to rely on Dante DiVincenzo to be your second option scorer?
No, but again, the starting lineup, who cares? It's about who's out there playing the most minutes and who's going to be finishing the game.
All right, well, let's...
Means nothing.
Well, let's preface it differently, okay? Whoever plays the most minutes. Julius Randle is going to be one of the guys that needs to play a majority of the minutes.
And I hope he's going to be able to go out there and look like an all-star to where you aren't keeping him out there. In a perfect world, him, OG for sure. But now it's nice to know that you have these guys in reserve that can step in if the others are off because you trust
them. Though. But that's different than saying if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Well, the starting lineup I'm talking about, just getting off to these starts because they are getting off to really, really good starts.
Okay, and you're also playing, you played two really bad teams.
I get it, but they were out on the West Coast and things were okay, right? Even those last couple of games when OG wasn't there, I mean, they hung with Denver.
Okay. I just think that the biggest question for a lot of people going into this postseason is once all these teams start playing at the same level, intensity-wise, that the Knicks are playing at, do the Knicks have another gear they can get to?
We'll get our answers here pretty soon. You know what else we're going to get here when we come back? Do you?
It better be the West Coast Open.
Damn right it is. West Coast Open next. DNR 98.7 ESPN.
And there's the beautiful music. Thank you very much, Raymond. Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney, whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed. It's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook right now. New customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So whether you're still riding the UConn Huskies to repeat as champs or maybe you're a believer in NC State, whichever team you like, there's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Rick and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonuses use non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.